You're listening to Vatican Radio. The memory of the modern-day martyrs killed for their Christian faith over the past century will be honoured on Tuesday evening at an ecumenical prayer service here in Rome and in other churches across Italy and beyond. The initiative, spearheaded by the lay Catholic St. Egidio community, aims to highlight the difficulties and discrimination that many Christians still face in countries around the world today as they try and witness to their faith. Just ahead of the year 2000, Pope John Paul II called for a commission to investigate the lives and legacy of these new Christian martyrs. Since that date, the Rome Church of St. Bartholomew on the Tiber Island has become the focal point for this annual Holy Week celebration. Six chapels around the church contain objects, letters and personal possessions, recalling the witness of men and women from different Christian traditions who've laid down their lives for their faith. Among the St. Egidio members who worked on that commission and studied its impact on ecumenical relations is Monica Attias. She talked to me about the importance of sharing the memory of these modern-day martyrs.
I was part of that commission with regard to the research on martyrs of the Reformed, Lutheran and Anglican traditions.
And you have a particular interest in the Melanesian martyrs. Tell us why you became interested in this, first of all.
Well, after years of friendship and relations with people in the Anglican Communion, we heard the story of the seven Melanesian brothers who were killed in 2003 by Harold Keke, a warlord, during the civil conflict in Guadalcanal. We were very struck by this story because it sounds familiar to the community of Sant'Egidio, their particular way to find a peaceful solution to the conflict. And so we started to search and we came across Richard Carter, who was chaplain of the Melanesian Brotherhood then, and made friends and decided that this was a story that was worthwhile knowing.
These brothers were killed while trying to make peace with the warlords, weren't they?
Yes, for several years, they had been trying to reconcile the two factions that were fighting one another in Guadalcanal, camping between the barricades and praying with the two different factions, trying to persuade them to the commission to put down the weapons. And eventually, when one of them was kidnapped by Harold Keke, this warlord, they went to rescue him and they were killed themselves.
And tortured, brutally tortured, before they died, many of them.
Yes, because that was a very cruel war. And it was a very strange period. I think people forgot about the sense of humanity. They were taken by the madness of violence. But I think that the Melanesian brothers helped people to rediscover the human side and take the big step of forgiving. But certainly, there are many conflicts around the world like this that continue to be unknown. The Solomon Islands have now a fragile peace, but we hope that the 2003 events are now irreversible.
And you have here in the Church of St. Bartholomew, don't you, some relics of the brothers?
Yes, in 2006, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, came to install the memories of three of these brothers, a sash, a walking stick, and a medallion with the image of Christ. The brothers were wearing these when they were killed. He came, and during the ceremony, he spoke about the sense of martyrdom, that it's not about a single act of courage, but it's a whole life at the service of the poor, at the service of the people who are the most humble and forgotten. And that's why we think that this story of the Melanesian brothers is so similar to the life of the community of Sant'Egidio.
And that's why you have this memorial chapel, the memorial Basilica here of St. Bartholomew. What role do you think it plays for people today? Why is it so important, do you think, to remember these individuals, but also, as you say, the message that they were bearing as they died?
As Christians today in the Western world, sometimes we are like sleepy. I think the memory of the martyrs help us to give an orientation of our life, to be aware that there are Christian suffering around the world, but also that the martyrs are among us. Let us think about the martyrs of Mafia or Camorra in the south of Italy, and also to the lives of many Christians who are just living day by day, love for the poor, love for the neighbors, love for justice. And it's not a sad memory, it's a memory of hope, I would say.